Where's Julie? Anybody from
A?
Oh, Julie's here. Okay. She's here. Yeah, you can move in a little bit closer there.
Where is everybody?
Yeah, that's a good question.
We're here.
We're here. Did I see you yesterday?
I think I saw you somewhere. Yeah, right?
Yesterday.
Out in the marsh.
A lot of people have seen everybody every day.
I'm going to go ahead and call the. I'm going to go ahead and call the MTC Planning Committee to order. Let the record show that we do not have a quorum at this time. We are expecting a couple commissioners. And Julie, do you want to call the...
Yes, I will call the admin committee of ABAG together, and we're still waiting for a quorum as well. Many of them are the same people you're waiting for.
Okay, and then I need to make our meeting compensation announcement that on the MTC side, that each member of this committee is receiving $100. Now, I know you don't think that's enough. I mean, that was established in 72, and, you know, some of our members are traveling 2 hours to get here, but, you know, you're going to have to bear through it. And but you can get a maximum of $500 per month per agency, and so that is probably the bright side of that. But just so everyone knows, though, that has not been adjusted since early 70s, I believe. So, but our commission's not complaining. And, plus, I think MTC, to show we're providing leadership, for the first time at ABAG, they announced it. So we're making progress, and we're going to get all the other regional agencies to make that compensation announcement. So, Ken, is that something new that you're doing at ABAG? Did Adrian work you over? What happened?
Yes, indeed. And pursuant to Assembly Bill 23, the following ABAG Administrative Committee members in attendance at this special meeting are entitled to receive a per diem in the amount of $150 as a result of convening a simultaneous meeting of the MTC Planning Committee. Such members, when they appear, are Supervisor Sperring, Haggerty, Councilmember Ricardo, and Supervisor Luce.
Thank you. So your members are getting $150?
Yes, indeed, sir.
Wow, my gosh.
Can you include me in that list?
MTC, yes, Julie. And,
no, because you're not, a dual member.
No, I'm not a dual member.
Yes.
That's true. No, I am.
Oh, no, I'm going to do that.
Yes.
Okay, now that we've made that announcement, I'd like to ask everyone to please stand and join me in the Pledge of the Flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, thank you. Let's move on to, we can't take action on consent. Let's go to the air quality conformity redetermination. Who's going to present that?
That's actually that's a consent item.
I'm sorry, you're right. That is consent.
So we do have staff here. If you want to pull it off?
No. God, no. No.
That's not a recommendation.
Chair Sperring, I don't think we can take action until we have a quorum.
No, we can't. That's why I'm moving into the presentation. So that's why we're going to move to item number 5. That is correct. Glad someone's keeping an eye on that. Yeah, I've been on the commission 26 years, and our last commission, first time I ever seen anybody take anything off consent, 4 items. So maybe that's a new
open. You're the longest commissioner on record here so far?
Yeah,
right.
Yes, I am. In case anybody in the audience is wondering what's going on, we're just killing time.
The Jim Sperring seat.
We're hoping that
the Jim Sperring seat.
Yeah, let's. Well, I think we've had enough of this conversation. Let's move on to item 5. This is the regional priority development PDAs. Ken, are you going to introduce this item?
Good morning, committee members. Miriam and I are here to give you a brief presentation and answer any questions you may have outlining staff's recommendation for funding related to the regional PDA planning program and a new funding program for priority conservation areas. In terms of the regional PDA planning program per commission direction relative to PDA funding, staff has analyzed the 3 options that were presented back in November, and we are recommending that $10 million be directed to the Transit-Oriented Affordable Housing Revolving Loan Fund, or TOA, and $8 million to the regional PDA Planning and Technical Assistance Program. Relative to TOA, staff recommends the following conditions for funding. One, MTC will exchange $10 million in transportation funds for local funds because the transportation funds can't be used for housing. Two, that foundation or other sources of funding would be matched by MTC funds on a minimum 3-to-1 basis to reach a minimum fund of $40 million. And the TOA fund will be spent only on affordable housing projects and PDAs with direct access to transit. In terms of the PDA planning and technical assistance program, staff recommends that funding for PDA planning and technical assistance, $8 million, complement the county CMA planning efforts for PDAs, that it target investments in jurisdictions taking the majority of planned Bay Area housing and job growth, and that it support planning grants and technical assistance with a specific allocation of funding following the review of the PDA investment and growth strategies that each of the county CMAs is developing and they'll be presenting to you in May.
Ken, can you just pause just for a second? Scott and Dave are here, so.
Okay.
If Scott Haggerty and Dave, if you guys could take your seats.
Give me a minute.
Oh, no, I know. I want you to hear the presentation so you're able to vote.
You're our quorum.
So.
For both committees.
So could the secretary note that we do have a quorum at this time? Okay, Ken, thank you.
So again, for the PDA funds, we're recommending $10 million to TOA, $8 million to the Regional PDA Planning and Technical Assistance. And we note that MTC's Policy Advisory Council endorsed this funding split and approach. Relative to the Regional Priority Conservation Area Program, there are essentially two programs based on geography. For the North Bay, each CMA will take the lead to develop its own program, building on priority conservation area planning in those counties conducted to date, and the CMAs will select the projects for funding. For the five remaining counties, staff is recommending that MTC and ABAG partner with the State Coastal Conservancy. They are the primary funder of open space conservation, agricultural lands, habitat, recreational areas in the state and in the Bay Area, not just along the coast. Under this proposal, MTC would direct $5 million in funding to the Conservancy to manage the call for projects in coordination with the Conservancy's program funds. So we'd be leveraging that money and potentially in relation to foundation funding. So this is similar in some respects to the TOA fund. We're taking a relatively small amount of commission funding, leveraging it with other funds for a substantially bigger pool. MTC funding would be leveraged to help achieve a local match of 3-to-1, significantly increasing the number of projects that could be funded related to the priority conservation areas in the five central or South Bay counties. And finally, by taking this approach, because it's not exclusively transportation funding, a broader range of projects can be funded. Land purchases, conservation easements can also be funded along with transportation related projects. So the recommended action is that you forward to the full commission for approval, Reso 4035, revised to specify the allocation of regional PDA planning funding with $10 million to TOA, $8 million to the Regional PDA Planning and Technical Assistance Fund, and $2 million to ABAG, and that you incorporate the allocation framework for the PCA program with $5 million to the four North Bay counties and $5 million to the five Central and South Bay counties. And with that, I'd be happy to, Mayor, I will try to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, committee members, any questions for staff? Okay, we'll take public testimony. Stephanie Reyes. Stephanie.
Good morning, commissioners and committee members. Good to see you all again. I'm Stephanie Reyes, program director with Greenbelt Alliance. A couple of comments I wanted to make this morning. First, I really want to thank you for continuing your support for the Transit-Oriented Affordable Housing Fund. This innovative and critically important fund also leverages additional funds to the region, so I urge you to continue supporting that fund at $10 million. Secondly, with respect to the Priority Conservation Area Program, first of all, congratulations. This is a really innovative program that I know many other regions around the state are watching and looking to the Bay Area as a model and a leader in this arena. So thank you for breaking ground with the priority conservation areas. We are really excited that the program has a very strong overarching goal statement, which we understand covers the entirety of the program, both the North Bay program and the rest of the program. And we're thrilled with the partnership with the Coastal Conservancy, an organization that not only brings significant expertise to the program, but also will help bring funds for leveraging. One thing I'd like to suggest as the implementation of this program moves forward is that the grant solicitation and award process be coordinated across the nine counties, even though there will be separate administration in the North Bay. And the reason I mention that is I think the CMAs would likely be the first people to say that land conservation is not their natural area of expertise, and being able to coordinate with the Coastal Conservancy and agriculture and open space organizations across the region and kind of learn from what's happening in the South Bay program and do some cross-pollination, I think would really help inform best outcomes from this program, especially as we look to evaluate how the North Bay program works, how the South Bay program works, and learn from one another as the program moves forward. So I encourage a lot of collaboration. Thank you again.
Evelyn? Evelyn, what is your last name?
Oh, Stivers.
Stivers, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
I scribble as best as I can. My name is Evelyn Stivers. I'm with the Nonprofit Housing Association of Northern California. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak. We've been working closely with the Silicon Valley Community Foundation and the San Francisco Foundation on the TOA Fund, and I just wanted to say thank you to staff for the great recommendation. We really like the compromise of the $10 million for TOA, $8 million for regional planning, and $2 million for ABAG. We think this is a great way to balance the various needs of the region, and we look forward to working with staff on implementing that plan. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I too agree. I think staff has done a good job of finding this balance, and it reflects many of the comments we had at our last meeting. I'd like to bring it back to members of the committee. And
I'd just like to say that I share the same view, that it's a great partnership that you all put together, and I hope that we can move forward with it. Thank you.
Okay, so this is an item that requires a motion. Is there a motion to remove the staff recommendation? Of emotions. I think we'll do them separately, don't we? Yes, we do them separately. So I'll
do.
This is an MTC motion. Yes.
Sorry.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Is there any dissent? Hearing none, that motion passes unanimously. Julie, it's now yours.
Okay, ABAG.
I'll make an ABAG motion.
Okay, motion
second.
And a second. All in favor? Aye.
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 Passes unanimously.
Okay, very good. Let's move an item. Let's go back to the consent calendar. We have a motion and a second. If there's any discussion, hearing none, is there any dissent? That motion passes unanimously. Is that all of our business today? Well, thank you.
Wow. Yes, and Mr. Chairman, we owe you an apology. For some reason, we thought you'd take a lot longer on that, so your next committee meeting is scheduled to begin at 10:30. So you're going to have to take a little bit of a break.
Which
and I'm going to try to avoid this in the future.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. That's fine. And so with that, the Planning Committee is adjourned. Julie, you want to adjourn your...
We're adjourned.
Okay.